Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse 41 as we begin a new stanza called Vah. And really what we're seeing, it's in these next eight verses, it's like a bolt of lightning from God's Word. Well, I'm excited to share with you. The word Vah simply means and. It's in the Hebrew language. And so each one of these verses that we'll be looking at begins with the word and. And it's almost like you could picture the psalmist has a hammer and he's striking it against some flint. And as he does, there's a flash of lightning going on. And so the idea here is that as he begins with and, you can picture him as he's speaking against the injustice and those who are mocking the word of God. And it's almost like he says, take that and take this and take this. Yet at the same time, we'll see how he's talking to God and to himself, encouraging him. And so in verse 41, we read, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Of course, the psalmist knows that he needed to be surrounded with God's word. It's almost like he needed a garrison surrounding him. In this case, what he was looking to protect him from the influence of the world was the mercies of God. And of course, the scriptures abound with examples of God's mercy coming to others. We can recall, for instance, the way God's mercies came to Abraham. Remember when he was a man of Ur of the Chaldeans? Those mercies rescued him from darkness. The light of God's words burst in his own soul, and he heard God's voice speaking to him, and he recognized the word for what it was, the revelation of the truth, the revelation of the true and living God, speaking with authority. And he responded at once, as the Lord says, told him to leave this land, leave the area of the Ur, and move on. And he was rescued forever from the darkness of the Babylonian religion to become the father of all those who believe. That voice is still speaking this day. God is speaking to our hearts if we're willing to listen, if we're willing to quiet our lives and quiet our hearts. We can hear God's word speak to us. Also, do you remember the way God's mercies came to Jonah? He was inside a well. Can you imagine that? And Jonah was called, a lot of people say he's in the belly of hell. He was experiencing, it was not a pleasant place at all. It was a horrifying place. He felt, I'm sure at times, that he was lost. And as he was consigned, he was not willing to go and preach to the people there in Nineveh. And so we know the story. A mighty fish swallowed him up and he took him out to the depths of the sea. Jonah's heart must have sank within. But then the word of God came to him, rescuing him from despair. Do you remember how he prayed? And he quoted the Psalms. God's word brought life to him, brought light to him during this very terrible time. It set his soul free, and he gave him hope once again. God's word offers us protection. Certainly, as we go through this journey of life, protection from doubt, protection from despair, encouragement on the road that we're on, even as the psalmist has been saying over and over of the path, the way that he was walking, and how he wanted to follow God's word. As we see the power of God's word working with the work of Christ and the witness of the Holy Spirit within our life, how the Holy Spirit allows us to continue following him. He cries out, let thy mercies, notice, thy mercies come also unto me. Even as it was with Abraham, even as it was with Jonah and with David, and you could go on with Ruth and so many people that we see in the Bible, how they experience God's mercies within their life. The last few weeks at church, I've been teaching out of the book of Genesis. And we've been looking at the life of Abraham and Sarah. You know, Abraham, of course, was known as the father of faith. Everybody looks at him as being such a great man, and sometimes you think that he was not just a man, that he was something even more than a man. But as you read the story, you realize that Abraham had flaws. He needed to know the mercies of God. He needed to experience God's grace and God's mercy, and he did. And so the psalmist is crying out, "Let thy mercies come unto me also." Just like it did with Abraham, just like it did with Jonah, as we talked about. You know, God wants to extend his mercy and his grace unto you this day. I love it that God's mercies are new every morning. You know, as I grow in my walk, I'm learning to be dependent on that. I'm actually learning to expect God's mercy to be upon me each and every day, because that's what he wants to give us. He wants us to know of his grace and know of his mercies each and every day. He says, "O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word." I think it's interesting that he speaks here about salvation. Isn't this the crown, the sum total of God's mercy is his salvation, where he's able to deliver, in this case, deliver him from evil and those that were coming after us. But really, this is the, as you read through the scriptures, this is the first time that you see God's mercy and salvation joined together. You know, the Bible tells us it's by grace that we're saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. We need God's mercy and God's grace in order for us to experience the salvation of God. And if you're looking for help this day, and if you don't know God as your personal Lord and Savior within your life, I would encourage you to turn to him right now, because he wants to give you the greatest gift that man could ever experience, is the grace of God. Right now, as you turn on the news, all you hear about is the reward that they're handing out for all the actors and singers and everything that you can imagine. They're all making a big to-do over it. Boy, can you imagine that in light of eternity? We have an opportunity to receive the greatest gift, the gift of God's grace upon our lives, the gift of God's mercy, the salvation that he promised, even as the psalmist says here, where he says, "According to thy word." All we have to do is receive it. And I pray that this day that you might receive God's mercy, that you might attain God's salvation within your life. And so all we have to do is ask. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.